From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday will have more to say about the historic Iran nuclear deal when he holds a news conference at the White House to continue promoting the agreement. He contends it will cut off all pathways Iran has to develop a nuclear weapon.
Because America negotiated from a position of strength and principle, we have stopped the spread of nuclear weapons in this region. Because of this deal, the international community will be able to verify that the Islamic Republic of Iran will not develop a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Obama said whoever is president 10 or 15 years from now will have the same ability to use military action or to impose new sanctions, but with the agreement that they will have more insight into Iran's nuclear program and international legitimacy to act against any violations. Many Republicans and some Democrats in Congress, as well as leaders such as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, disagree with President Obama's assessment of the deal that was reached by Iran and world powers Tuesday in Vienna.
Our concern, of course, is that the militant Islamic State of Iran is going to receive a sure path to nuclear weapons. Many of the restrictions that were supposed to prevent it from getting there will be lifted. And in addition, Iran will get a jackpot of a cash bonanza of hundreds of billions of dollars, which will enable it to continue to pursue its aggression and terror in the region and in the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Greek lawmakers are set to vote Wednesday on tough new austerity measures demanded by Athens' lenders in exchange for a new bailout. Even as one of the creditors, the International Monetary Fund, warned that Athens' debt is highly unsustainable. You are listening to the news on the Voice of America. The IMF predicted that Greece's fortunes will worsen in the next 2 years, with its debt reaching close to twice that of its national economic product. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is facing an uprising from members of his own Syriza party over the austerity plans. Mr. Tsipras is calling the new austerity measures irrational and acknowledged they are at odds with his election pledge just months ago, calling for an end to austerity in Greece. But the Greek leader said he had to agree to them to avoid a Greek financial collapse. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria, the latest in a series of deadly attacks in the area. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Manok on Monday and killed at least 30 people, in addition to burning down hundreds of homes. Abubakar Danmalam, who is part of a civilian group helping the army fight the militants, said some victims were burnt beyond recognition. Late on Tuesday, gunmen attacked the village of Warsala on the border between Borno and Yobe states. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has endorsed political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek a peaceful end to the 14-year-old war. Taliban leader Mullah Omar annually releases messages in connection with the Eid festival, justifying the group's war in Afghanistan. But Wednesday's statement offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The reclusive Taliban leader said the dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan and establishing a pure Islamic state in the country. Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed, 16 wounded Tuesday morning to Wednesday morning in a sign of intensifying violence between government forces and pro-Russian rebels. 3 Ukrainian soldiers were killed by shelling. 5 others died in a landmine explosion in the Luhansk area, according to the National Security and Defense Council. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. China has arrested 20 foreign tourists who were traveling the country as part of a trip sponsored by a South Africa-based religious humanitarian organization, the group said Wednesday. In a Facebook post, the Gift of the Rivers organization said the 10 South Africans, 9 Britons, and 1 Indian national were arrested at the Erdos Airport in China's Inner Mongolia on Friday. 11 of the tourists have been released, the statement said, adding that 9 others remain detained without charge for watching unspecified propaganda videos. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.